The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they drowned. The swine herds ran away. And when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Let's paint a picture of today's scene in the gospel. There's a largely non-Jewish population. There's two demoniacs. There's dead bodies. There's pigs. For people concerned about ritual purity, these details alone would have been enough to make their skin crawl. The region of Gadara in which this scene takes place is predominantly a non-Jewish territory, which according to the ritual rubrics and laws of old, made it an unclean land. And there in that unclean land, Christ finds two men possessed by demons, or unclean spirits. They are found among the tombs and dead bodies. Again, unclean things. And then finally, we're told of swine feeding nearby. Pigs are unclean. And yet, despite how unclean everything in this scene is, Christ has the power to make them clean, to make them holy. Christ has power not just to make the unclean clean, not just power over leprosy, paralysis, fevers, and if we remember yesterday, storms, but Christ even has power over the minions of Satan. He says to them, "Go then," and they go. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ has true power and true authority. For the people in the gospel today, it seems that scared them to the point where they asked him to leave. Our prayer today should be that we never in our lives ever ask Christ to be away from us. That we don't ask him out of fear, like, "Oh Lord, that's too scary for me. You need to go away. I need to separate myself from you because of the damage that might come about." That little town, those pigs were probably all they had. And so we know from other gospels that all these pigs pretty much went into the river and drowned and died, and that's the end of it. So their entire livelihood was upended by Christ and by him just literally walking into their town. And because of that, because of the demands of being close to Jesus Christ, they asked him to go away. And so again, our prayer today has to be that we never ask Christ to leave us, but instead ask him to be near us despite the cost.